Welcome to Your Five for the Day. I want to ask you today the same question that the Apostle James asked nearly 2,000 years ago. What is your life? What's it all about? Songs have been written about it. Films have been produced about it. For many, there is no greater question to be answered, and yet most people believe that they probably will never ever find the true answer. Common answers often are these. The meaning of my life is to find happiness and to find fulfillment or flourishing. Some say, well, I want to fall in love, and I want that love to last a lifetime. Some feel that compassion is the reason why they live, and some folk go to no mean feats to express human compassion to others who are in need across the world. Others feel they here just for pleasure. Other people think it's to reproduce, to have a family. Some believe it's power. Some intellectual folk think that it's knowledge, and that enhances life through understanding or wisdom. Then, of course, there's always the religious contingent. They feel that it is to be blessed in some spiritual sense. That is the meaning of life. To achieve union with God or the divine, whoever that may be. Then there's a group of people, and maybe you're one of them listening today, and for you, there just doesn't seem to be any meaning, to your life at least. One of the most impacting Christian leaflets that I think has ever been produced is a cartoon gospel leaflet, and it's called His One Mistake. It goes from frame to frame in this man's life, and there's a picture of him standing on the front of the tract with a briefcase in his hand, his suit on, and he's going to work. This is how the tract goes on. First, he always made it into the office on time. He kept up with the news. The doctors examined him twice a year. He knew a few jokes. He ate lots of fresh fruit. He played football on Sunday mornings. He slept at least 8 hours every night. Never smoked. He never drank or lost his temper. He took healthy walks when he could in the clean air. He kept himself clean. He did his daily exercises. He was all set to live to be 100. The funeral will be held on Thursday. His one mistake. He forgot God. He lived as if the world was all. And now he is with those, the tract says, who say, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Today, are you making the same mistake as this man? His one mistake. James actually tells us a similar story to the tract I've related to you. He described a businessman going into a town the next day to buy and sell, to trade and make a profit. He had so many plans. He was going to do well. He was going to expand his business, maybe bring more people on, spread out into other towns and other villages. But the man's problem was, God was not in his plans. He'd forgotten God. James not only asked the question, he gives the answer. What is your life? It is even a vapour that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. A vapour, like boiling the kettle. The steam comes out, it appears for a little time, then vanishes. Now what is James's point? That's what I want to leave with you today. First, your life is seen, but there is an unseen realm. You see, James says that your life is like a vapour that appears, and it would be all too easy to miss the word appears, because a vapour appears. But note that when a cloud of steam ceases to appear, it does not cease to exist. There is something seen about our life. It appears, but then it vanishes away. But like steam, it does not cease to exist. It has simply changed form. The steam is absorbed into the atmosphere, and the Bible tells us that our life goes on in another realm, an unseen realm. Now, whilst it might seem to us here in the physical domain that we're here today and gone tomorrow, that is not the end. The Bible tells us, as if giving us a glimpse through the window of eternity, that there is an unseen realm that is every bit as real, if not more real, than this seen realm. In fact, it tells us that things that are seen are transient, temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal, everlasting. So, James, if you like, is saying, your life is seen. Make sure that you are not living only for the things that are seen. Now there's a lesson.